In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. A really irritating thing that could happen is losing something and trying to find it. I'm not one to lose things. I'm pretty good at knowing where everything is, but I know when I do lose something and I go to find it, it's irritating. You know, no one wants to do that, and especially when it's something valuable, right? Especially when it's something valuable or sentimental. No, you're gonna, you know, put in time to look for that thing. But if it's something, you know, random that could be replaced, I mean, what's gonna happen? You're gonna look for it for maybe a few minutes and then move on with your life. You're probably gonna buy the same thing or just forget about it and hope it comes up later on, you know, maybe in a couple years. But no, if it's something valuable, what do? No, you look for it and you look for it diligently. You know, for example, if someone, I don't know, if you lose a diamond bracelet or something, no, you're gonna put in time to look for it, or a watch that you like, no, you're gonna find it. Or, you know, let's say you lose your phone, no, that's a whole different thing. That one, it's a collaborative effort. The whole family's gonna be around, you check this, you get this side, and we're gonna look for it, and we have to find it right now. Mary Magdalene also was trying to find something. Or someone. She was in the same dilemma. What happens? Mary Magdalene says she came to the tomb early while it was still dark. She's trying to find this thing that she wants, even in the darkness. She wakes up early and is traveling through the darkness to find this person she wants to find. Because there's value there. For her, there's value, there's great value. Even to the extent of traveling through the darkness, I am going to find this person because this person is valuable to me. The more something is valuable, the more you're going to search and the more you're going to persevere because that person or that thing is valuable to you. Mary trying to find Jesus, Mary Magdalene, trying to find where Jesus' body is. Because look, we have to understand, Jesus dies on Friday. And you have this gap between Friday and his resurrection. And this gap, I mean, it was a lot of emptiness for Mary Magdalene. Because there's a lot of uncertainty. You don't know where he is. You don't know what's happening. And for her, again, he is so valuable to her that she must find him. And she's on this journey to find him. So she's traveling through the darkness, and then all of a sudden, it's fascinating. You see after, at the end of this gospel reading that I read, now you see her in this dialogue with this gardener. Look how, I mean, she wants to reach, she wants to find, and she has a goal in her mind. And she's doing everything possible, even if she looks desperate. She's talking to a gardener. She's talking to Jesus, but she doesn't know it's him yet. And she's saying, you know, if you know where he is, please tell me so I could come and find him. I'll take him. Just tell me where he is. If you took him, tell me. And they're having this dialogue back and forth, Mary Magdalene and the gardener. And it wasn't until Jesus reveals himself to her that she realizes who she found. She was probably so confused talking to this gardener. Then all of a sudden she sees that it's Jesus. There was for sure a lot of confusion in Mary's mind. But she reached the goal that she wanted to reach. Now when it comes to us, I think a good thing to ask ourselves today is how valuable is Jesus in our lives? And we have to be honest. You don't have to, you know, say it out loud or to a person. But let's be honest with ourselves. How valuable is Jesus in our lives? It's very easy to say, you know, God comes first. I know Jesus died for my sins. Those are all very nice things to say. But are we searching for Jesus in our lives? Are we trying to find Jesus in our lives the way Mary Magdalene tries to find Jesus in her life? She travels through darkness. Even through the darkest times, she does not end the search. She is going to find him. Even in the time of confusion, she's talking to a gardener. She doesn't know where he is. Even in the time of confusion, when things don't make sense, She perseveres. She does not stop. She continues the journey to try to find Jesus because he was so valuable to her. He meant so much to her that she did not stop this journey. If we want to know the answer of how valuable Jesus is in our lives, the answer is very clear. We just need to look at the way we're living our lives. It's very clear. It will make perfect sense. How valuable is Jesus in our lives? How much do we try to search for him in our lives, in the darkest moments, in the most confusing moments, in the most inconvenient moments? Are we trying to find him? Or are we sitting around waiting for him to come to our doorstep? Because look, he did his end of the deal. Friday, I'm sure I saw many of you come to church on Good Friday. You came, you showed reverence and respect to Jesus in the tomb. Jesus was condemned, he suffered, and then he was crucified and died on the cross. And then he rose from the dead. That's what we're celebrating today. He did his part. He came and found us because we were so valuable to him. He did his part by finding us. Now it's our turn to do our part, being him in our lives, find him. Now it's our turn to work towards finding him in our lives. Because if we think that we can just, I don't know, go through our regular routines in life, go to work, fulfill our responsibilities, sort of mosey around our lives, and think that Jesus is just going to come to our doorstep without us putting work, we have the wrong idea. Because Mary went and found him. She had to search diligently and she found him. And eventually we will too, when we don't get consumed with being too comfortable, when we don't get consumed with all the sins that we commit, when we don't get consumed with the regular routines of life. Jesus wants us to search for him. And today, brothers and sisters, he gives us that hope because he rose from the dead. He shows us what he did for us. And today he calls all of us to see not only how valuable he is in our lives, but to be honest about that, the answer to that question. And also to reflect and see how much more I can show God in my life that I'm searching for him. Because talk is cheap. Merely saying we love God, that's cheap. Faith doesn't work that way. It might work that way with other people. We might sort of fool other people when we tell them we love them when we really don't, or we like them when we don't. Maybe we could convince people, that's fine, you know. We could be good actors in that sense. But there's no fooling God, because he knows our hearts, he knows our minds, and he knows our lives. And he knows how much we value, truly, genuinely value him in our lives. And it's time for us to show him how much more we're willing. And he'll help us through his grace. He's going to help us through that journey. Mary walking through the darkness and being confused, he was with her all along. He just wanted her to do her part.